they use like Hangouts, but they always have their camera on. Like, yeah. It's how they do it. They just always have their camera on. I never use my camera. I don't even have a camera. I don't even think I have a camera on any computer I own, besides, I guess, this one.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
He picked up his phone.
Videos, yeah, thank you.
He picked up his phone.
I think it's just stupid that you just don't want to use Discord.
I do use Discord, but not for a group that already fucking exists.
Your logic doesn't make sense because
what is the problem with using Hangouts? With the group that already exists
just
there.
Say in like any of the chats where everyone's there is that, hey, Tyler's coming now. I don't know.
So I have to, it makes more sense to you to go in and tell 9 people individually that, hey, Tyler's coming to this instead of the single group where we already have?
And a thing that we're trying to get people to use.
Why are we creating a new one when we have one that already exists that I can communicate with now?
Because
it still functions.
Getting off of old technology is a must, Joe.
It's a must. Must have.
Yes.
But it still functions right now.
Sure.
We're still using it to communicate.
I mean, you are.
So are the rest of them.
Megan's
the one who started that channel.
Who?
Megan.
Yeah, there was mistakes made.
It was
made.
So
That's
long
true.
Ago that it was before we were on
the probably
train.
Wasn't.
Dude, is that a Victorop shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
That's weird.
Sit suck, everybody.
I forgot that.
Oh, we've been
Did
recording?
You just record Joe and I arguing
yeah.
for a
yes.
while?
Oh, nice.
For a while? How long is a while in your
that's
head?
A minute and 14 seconds.
That's
I feel
a while.
Bad about tapping the table.
Time is weird for you.
I
feel like a while is more like,
so,
you know, 10
for the record, Google is retiring their Hangouts Classic app in October, which is
using things that are cool.
2 months away. 3 months
away. Oh, really? It's not even like a year.
No,
it's like,
dude,
it's, like
really?
It's like in October.
Fucking shit.
They're turning it off, or they're saying they're going to turn it off. Like, it will begin retiring
it off.
Whatever
if
that
they're
going
to sunset Classic.
Yeah, but so they said that
they're
the
going
classic,
to sunset Composer.
It will be completely gone by 2020, which is not that far away.
Yeah, it's not. Shit.
So,
I'm Kyle.
To
I'm Joe.
Kendrick.
Kevin.
What are you doing?
Kevin's working.
Kevin,
they're switching. They're switching to, the, what is it, like Google Chat?
They got
Google
Hangouts Chat and Hangouts.
I think it's called Google Meet. Butt Stuff.
It's dumb.
Well,
actually,
so,
that last one. I'm for that one. But
that's probably a thing.
Google
butt stuff.
Don't Google that.
Don't Google
no,
butt stuff.
You should definitely
Google. Alexa,
it's
Google butt stuff.
Google butt stuff.
None of us
Hangouts,
Apple,
Chat,
so.
And Meet are the new ones. But those aren't available to non-G Suite users,
What's
I don't
it,
think.
What did you just call
corporate
me?
Corporate users. So, like, unless you're on a corporate Google, I don't think you can use those. So, basically, they're just giving the finger to their regular users, but they don't really care about us unless we're generating ad revenue.
But they have all my data. I've been paying them my data for years.
Hangouts doesn't generate a lot of ad revenue unless, except for the keywords they sniff out of it, but that's not nearly as useful as your search history.
Right.
What's the benefit of something like Line? Like, I've heard a lot of people using Line, but I've never
Line?
Looked into it.
I don't
into
know
what
Line
is.
There we go. There's no benefit. How about WhatsApp? WhatsApp, Doc?
I'm using WhatsApp. WhatsApp's a good... So, okay. Today's conversation is going to be about chat protocols and software.
Until I get bored.
Kyle gets bored and looks at a dog.
If there was a dog, though, we would all be looking
that's,
at it.
That's
so
true.
It's not
so,
just me.
That's very true. Yeah. So there are basically, right now in the world, there are a shitload of chat like standards and yeah. software available, and they kind of came from different places, right? We got ones that were SMS replacements, mm-hmm. like because SMS was expensive and internationally difficult, like
like, comment, subscribe, we'll see you next time, everybody.
So
can we do a record for the shortest episode?
No.
The shortest episode would be the one that Kendrick forgot to post, which is technically negative.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't ever forget to post one. I'm just saying.
It's actually only happened once. And I didn't forget, I just didn't. We didn't have one.
Oops.
So you've got the ones that come from SMS replacements, including WhatsApp. And HandSent was another one, but I think that still used SMS, and a few
like
other
smells
similar.
Smells like a hand, like a HandSent?
Yeah, it's weird. And a few of those similar styles are designed around an SMS-like behavior. Google's Duo is like a voice chat that on top of SMS, and their messages is on SMS. Apple's iMessage is built on SMS, so those are all mobile-to-mobile designed. Primarily to do single-person messages used over the SMS-style communication.
Okay.
then you've got ones that are
because group text used to be multimedia messages, which would be like right. sending multiple text messages,
which were broadcasts, yeah. and really all it was sending one message to a bunch of people, yeah. which the software then folded into a one mm-hmm. like a reply chain, and it hurt.
Those used to be messy,
and they still are, but
yeah. Anytime, Mark. Anytime someone uses a group message, Mark.
Mark.
I wish I could die. Because it's like when you're at work and someone keeps reply alling to the email thread.
Yes, it's essentially it's the worst part of reply all. So that's one thing. And then you've got things like WhatsApp that come from that world. And now have really elegant chat rooms, but they feel more like group chats because of how they operate, because they're designed off of that SMS history. Then you've got chat rooms, like your IRC that became AOL, or not became, but also things like AOL chat rooms and those kinds of chat rooms, and that's where you got your Slack, you got your Discord, and you got your Google Hangouts chat, and Meet, I think, are both part of that. Meet is actually, I think, meetings, so it's like the video one. Mm. And so those are great if you want to have a lot of rooms, and you want to have like chat rooms that you can join or exit or move around in, and often also have a one-on-one chat, but that's still more like a room with two people in it.
Yeah, currently like a meeting room we're in.
Very similar, yeah. And then you've got ones that come from straight up instant messengers, which are more of the live, real-time chat.
What was the original instant messenger besides AIM?
IRC was kind of one, but it was mostly still channels. ICQ was one that I think was a chat.
What does it stand for?
IRC, Internet Relay Chat. ICQ, I don't remember. That's been a long time. Probably something else, Internet Chat or something. But those are the old ones. And actually, XMPP was one that came out of AOL, or that was like AOL. AOL, MSN, Yahoo were like the original chat, you know, instant messengers. And then they all kind of became things on top of that, because AIM, the AOL instant messenger, came after the chat rooms. And so they created that as a standalone product as the rest of their system was dying. So you got all those sort of instant messengers, and then those are kind of creeping in the middle. That's where Hangouts replaced, what was it called before? Google Chat?
Wasn't it just called Google Chat, I think?
Google Chat?
I think it was.
G-Chat. Yeah. G-Chat. G-Chat. Yes, G-Chat is what they called it. So G-Chat, which actually was XMPP compliant, which you could actually use different clients if you ever used...
I don't actually...
Nailed it.
It means P.
It's like
message.
P. It's another way to say P.
Extensible message protocol.
Thank you, Kyle.
Passaging.
You don't know what the whole thing means.
Extensible message passing protocol or something like that. And that one was actually if you ever used Trillion or if you ever used Pigeon or any of those other multi... like multi-format, multi-language, you know, different things. You could, like Trillion and Pigeon, both, you could log in your AOL and your Yahoo and your MSN and your ICQ and your IRC, and it would just handle all of them together. And that all kind of went away as people moved off of those platforms. Nowadays, everyone just has multiple apps on their phone, and it's fine. But
does anybody remember that original, like, voice chat you'd use on the computers that was basically, like, you had to have your own server you paid for? It started
Ventrilo?
The V.
Ventrilo.
Is that Trello the same thing?
No.
Okay.
Trello's a different thing. I'm dumb.
So, like, things like Discord and Slack, did they all come out of, like,
they kind of came out of that. So Discord is sort of, is eating Ventrilo's dog food. And then what was the other one we had?
Gross.
Yeah.
What was
the other voice chat we had for gaming?
I know there was another one too, and I can't remember. Curse is not right.
I used them all once.
Yeah,
like,
there were two versions of the other one.
Yeah,
I used
two and three.
Teamspeak. We were doing
Teamspeak.
Yeah.
So Discord is targeting them because it's a lot easier to set up a Discord server and channel and voice chat than any of that shit.
Yeah, setting up your own vent server was like crazy.
Yeah. And then Slack is targeting Skype.
Okay.
And is really what they're, I think, trying to hit.
Which is good, because I hate Skype.
Skype
which
was awful, but Skype was the only thing. That is a dumb bicycle.
Yeah,
Skype has to be like the ultimate bloatware, because it just comes on everything, and it's the most useless thing you could ever have.
Back in the day, it was amazing, because it was a way to do chat and calls without having a phone, and it was really good. But it stayed where it was, and the rest of the world surpassed it.
I still call Slack Skype.
Skype.
It's all just Skype.
He just refuses to move forward.
So
it's the same thing.
You got to come out of the
now,
past. Kevin.
Personal chat. The market has splintered quite a bit, but there's not really a single great one that stands out. I always liked Hangouts.
Me too.
And I always liked GChat because it was multi-platform. The latency was pretty good. The multimedia attachment abilities were pretty straightforward. Making multi-group chats was easy. Getting in and out of group chats was easy.
It was always open because you had your Gmail open anyway.
So. Yeah. But now I don't know what the answer is. I got WhatsApp for only RMSG stuff, and a couple. We did it for Red Scouts in Scotland because everyone's different phones could use it on Wi-Fi or not. I don't really like its group chat functionality.
For WhatsApp?
For WhatsApp, because it feels more like a group SMS and less like a chat room. Mm. Slack is cool, but someone's got to like admin it, which is where admin. I mean, WhatsApp has to have kind of an admining as well too for each chat room. But it's
any
not
like
as bad.
Solid server based like chat system has to have some type of admin.
Well, it's like looking to Discord, and I've given a lot of people admin powers, but there's still someone's got to friggin' do that. You know, every time you add a new friend, it's like, well, we're gonna add other things as opposed to Hangouts where you're like, hi, I'm a person now.
Yeah.
As soon as you have them as a contact, you know their email address. You get. They're just there then.
I know people that will still... Facebook Messenger is another one that people
Facebook
like almost ubiquitously because everybody's
that one's probably clear. That one's probably the front runner.
I was going to say like another front runner is actually just still using SMS functions on your phone, which I don't...
I can't stand it.
Basically, but just basic if you're not routing your SMS messages on your phone through another app, like people like question your sanity,
I
think.
Let me look at who actually texts me anymore. Because my parents don't because they live out where...
It's mostly ads. It's basically turned into an email. Like, whenever I give my phone out for something,
And the phones are out.
No, I'm just saying. My last text I got was a notification from Amazon about the treasure truck. A group chat with a guy in the Springs who's just been texting me for 20 years who will probably keep texting me because he doesn't know anything else. A Venmo verification. A text for Kate because we accidentally put the wrong SIM card in here. This night's nightmare monstrosity. Check this out. What the hell is this? Like, what am I even looking at there?
Yeah, click I got that stuff too. It's like
you just have to click it.
That's a virus.
Things that help me demo at work. So stuff for our, one of our products, notification messages about appointments.
Yeah,
because
like
that's
my
how
dentist
that works.
Always sends me messages.
Yeah.
My mom likes to use SMS still, so that's fine.
Yep.
My parents have finally over this last year finally come out of the we've got dumb phones phase because they realized that was stupid.
It's actually getting harder to get those than not smart than smartphones.
It's
like,
really
have to
work
a lot harder to
get. Like trying to get manual nowadays instead of an automatic.
But they're just like I still don't have them on any like.
Oh hey look, Megan just fixed that by creating a Discord channel.
Sweet,
with
now you
in.
Get your way.
I always do. I always get my
Mac. I used to love the Hangouts app on my phone because it used to handle SMS too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they
that
just
was
like
fantastic.
One day they just chopped the head right off. And like, nope, it's only Hangouts now.
Yeah, and then that was when they announced end of life in Hangouts.
Yeah.
And it's just been like, we'll keep it going. And then they've got their messages app and I have the Duo and they're trying to do a voice call or video calling and I don't
the video calling for Hangouts?
Duo is its
own
thing now.
Yeah.
So and I don't really I'm weird. I don't really dig video calls.
Yeah.
I don't really derive any satisfaction from them. I mean, lots of people do. I think if you have, there's like a huge cutoff. If you have kids, you're a big fan. If you don't have kids, you don't fucking care.
A big fan of what?
Video calls.
Video.
Like seeing the person that you're talking to.
Yeah. Yeah. So for another podcast that I do, I sometimes do like card reviews with other people, and these people are in London.
You do fucking what?
Review like CCG cards. And
that's cool.
Is that because I don't know what you're
doing? I'm
just
know.
Mad that you do other podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I do like four.
I know. That was the
That's why
joke.
You see his quality on this one's going really down.
They use like Hangouts, but they always have their camera on. Like, it's how they do it. They just always have their camera on. I never use my camera. I don't even have a camera. I don't even think I have a camera on any computer I own besides, I guess, this one.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
He picked up his phone.
Videos. Yeah, thank you.
He picked up his phone.
Have you, speaking of weird things, there's a setting that you can turn on Netflix where you can have the person, it's for visually impaired people, and they describe the scenes to you, and it's really surreal to like listen to people talking and then have the scene describe you at the same time, because it'll be like, Matt Murdock takes his mask off, and then like he like starts a dialogue, and it's like, Matt walks around the room pleading. And like it's stuff like that. Or watch him do the intros to shows too.
I like how you're talking about the one with an actual blind guy.
Yeah, no, that's the one I saw on first because somebody brought it up ironically. And like they were describing the intro where it was like well, wax drips over the structures of New York City. And like it's just like this like the kind of like wax
Is it real time?
Yeah.
Wow, you gotta talk real fast.
Is it happening?
They don't describe
like,
everything. Yeah. They just describe really important parts of the scene.
Wait, is that happening like over the dialogue too, or are they at least cutting it in between that? Because that would drive me absolutely fucking crazy.
I had like a sensory overload moment because I usually like subtitles and then leave the sound on, and then I had that on, and I was like,
Oh god, that's no.
I'm old now. This is how you become old. This you just feed into the things that you stop.
Just visual, just age immediately.
Wow.
Anyway, carry on. Wow. Whatever you were talking about. Wow. I suggest trying it out because it's kind of cool to like see like how they go about.
I am curious. I want to see what that's like.
I really want to try the virtual reality Netflix because I think it's.
You can do that.
What?
Yeah.
That's
Daydream,
a thing?
Daydream does it.
Yeah,
Daydream does it.
I've done it on Daydream before.
You could like sit with your friend and watch a show in the same room, but it's virtual reality, but the TV in the virtual reality is showing the show.
Yeah, so like imagine this room in VR.
Okay.
And like it would be like this TV is showing the show you're watching on Netflix. And like there's chairs and stuff, and like there's like a fire in the corner.
Yeah.
There's like a dog who picks
his head.
Daydream. Being on like in a penthouse and like have a city view watching Netflix over here. Like if you
That's simultaneously like the most interesting and psychotic thing I've heard today.
I haven't
like,
seen any of the room ones, but I've seen the one where it's a screen.
Yeah,
and it's actually kind of cool because the Daydream is a fabric covered headset, so it's all fairly soft and it's pretty light because it's just your phone.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is you can recenter where the screen is. Like there's the one that's just a floating screen; it's not like the whole room.
Yeah.
And you can recenter where the screen is. You can actually just lie down. And make the screen be on the ceiling, and then you're lying down, just staring into space.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I really liked when I got the Daydream. Like, I've been messing around with it. It was really fun. Did you get one, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I used it for, like, an hour, and then I'm like, that's fun, and then I put it down and lost it for 6 months.
One of our coworkers today was talking about, like, the Oculus
Quest,
and it sounds
legit. It
here. I would love to get
one. It's really cool. It's really cool and self-contained is what's crazy. It just doesn't need anything else. It's just a completely self-contained unit.
That's
cool.
Yeah. It's like the Switch Labo, I assume.
Have you tried the Labo yet?
No.
No. I haven't either. But it just seems
if they stop making the headset out of cardboard, I might try it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is this: the Oculus Quest is like an actual legit headset. And then it uses computer vision and looking around the room around you to track where your head is. In conjunction with accelerometers and all the yaw pitch and roll sensors and stuff we have now, but it uses that to detect where the hands are relative to everything. So like it uses vision; it looks at shit to figure out where it is instead of using tricky magic corner things. So it's like this fucking witchcraft, as far as I'm concerned.
Nice,
like that stuff in college.
Yeah, because we've done the computer vision, right? We've done that. Like, what can you do? I found a blob. Oh, is the blob bigger or smaller than it was? Nope. That's like the level we got to.
That sounds like really Lovecraftian. Is the blob getting larger? It's larger than it was 10 weeks later.
Because
the blob has changed.
We were working on the very bottom layer of that shit, like the core part of the library. So these people now have much more sophisticated technology built on top of that. Probably the same basic library, though, huh?
Yeah,
it's probably still OpenCV. Or a port or a fork or something of it, because that was like the ability to interpret vision as things. And the most sophisticated we had was identifying a contiguous region of a color within a tolerance range that you defined, and then identifying whether it was a larger blob on one side or the other. Like you could guess at the shape based off of very specific low-level library calls, and then we kind of could figure out if it was an arrow pointing this way or an arrow pointing that way. And that's like as far as we got. Because we were dumb and young.
It worked
young
pretty good,
dumb.
Though, honestly. Like, walking around
great.
The things, holding the sign, and it was following you.
Steering that little thing.
And
then
turn it around, and then it would turn.
And then identifying where the blob was in the space, so you could have it just follow you. Like, you could legitimately pick someone with a blue shirt and say, follow that guy, and it would just follow him around. Until he got out of his vision.
Sweet.
and then when we were talking about adding that with facial recognition, which is a new feature in that technology, and so you could just shoot people. We're going to put a dart gun on it.
I remember
and
that. At the old office, you were talking
shoot
about
below.
Something like that. No, maybe it was just a coordinate one.
Well, no, we were talking about we brought it up again because we were talking about how you could do face recognition and then specifically not shoot people in the face because it wouldn't let
friend
you.
Friend or foe.
Because it would have to face, but you could still make it shoot like 2 feet down. Shoot below faces, and then it would be really funny. He's like, yeah, stop it.
Except for it was really loud and it took a while to move. Like,
yeah, I have actually been pricing out the new one that I want to make because you can get a turret kit. It has all the servos already in for it, I think, pre-assembled. So it's not really a turret kit so much as it is a turret. It's like $100. You just plug a microcontroller into it.
That's pretty sweet.
and then it's already pre-configured, so like I think you just put a Raspberry Pi and you plug in all the wires and then it works.
Cool.
And that one looked like it's a little bit faster, a little more twitchy. Although, did you guys ever see the video of the guy with the paintball turret?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
So he had a paintball turret, but he had that sucker on like pneumatic pistons or some damn thing, and the contraption was like this big, and then a paint gun, and then all of the actuators were like outside it, and he had it on a vision thing, and it could just it was like a fucking portal turret.
Yeah, watching his test runs were amazing, because he's just like darting behind stuff and just getting lit the fuck up as he's running across the yard.
He couldn't outrun it. Like it would track him and then just nail it. Yeah, I'll have to find it.
That sounds really cool.
See if you can find that video, Kendrick, and post it, you asshole.
Yeah, asshole.
That reminds me of that VR thing from like 5 or 6 years back where they built that room to play Battlefield 3 in, and they had this huge treadmill track, and then they had like the whole room was a screen and it followed you around.
So it was a headsetless VR because it projected, back projected onto all the hemisphere, and it projected the world around you, and then the floor, like you said, was a omnidirectional treadmill.
Oh, nice.
And then in the wall at regular intervals were little airsoft guns pointed at you.
Cool.
So if you get shot, you actually get shot with shit.
Oh my god.
So, and then you held the gun in your hand, like they had a gun that was wireless or whatever, and you would run around
shooting
stuff.
That sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. That was a while ago.
You get pretty tired doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
you were that actually kill just you. A gamer.
that was like,
omnidirectional treadmills freak me out, because I don't really quite understand how they work.
They're too direct. It's a treadmill with a treadmill in it.
But like, how does it know? Like, what if you like stop running forward and start running sideways? Like, how?
There's the tricky part, right? Okay. Is how quickly they can update. Because the cheapest one is literally a hemispherical concave like dish you stand in that's frictionless.
Yeah.
And then you have a harness that holds your ass up, so when you're running, you just
slam.
Yeah.
You wear special shoes.
But
the
more complicated ones. Are a treadmill with a treadmill wrapped around, or a series of treadmills wrapped around it, and then it simply, you have to get, I think they said about 3 meters by 3 meters is about what the average human needs, and they haven't quite made them that big yet. They actually have one in Ready Player One. The company that's making one built one for their special effects The thing he's on in his little van is actually one. Now, they cheated, used special effects to make it more effective than it really is.
Sure.
But that they put a real one in there, it becomes a kind of little.
That's cool.
But essentially, as you move out of the center, it detects where you put your weight, I think. It's just a pressure sensor, and then it moves to the center.
Oh,
I
see what you're saying.
Basically, it's like a treadmill on a track. Like, so you were going this way, and it's like moving you this way. So the treadmill goes directly underneath you.
Yeah, but the track articulates.
Okay.
As it goes. So it's a treadmill wrapped around a second treadmill.
Yeah, but like not really.
It is though.
It's like a bunch of little mini treadmills.
Yeah, it's a bunch of it's a bunch of treadmills wrapped around a larger treadmill so it can move in two axes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And it's hellishly mechanically complicated. But it ends up being a really cool device. And they're making them pretty big now for a couple of very exciting new single player experiences. What the goal though, I think, is they really want to make a multiplayer room. It's like a 10 by 10 or 20 by 20 meter room where the floor itself can change. And so you have to move around as a unit or you get left behind.
Oh shit.
Oh wow.
That would be
what happens if you get behind, you like
that's what I mean.
You
like,
die
you're
for real.
You'd be getting up close to the barricade and you have to decide like do you stop the player? Like yeah, it'd have an interesting thing where like you start getting an alert. You're leaving so and so behind, you have to go back and get him and bring him. Yeah.
All right, well,
we're at like 23 minutes. That's probably good because I gotta edit this one tonight, I think. So comment, and subscribe because it has to be done by Friday.
Friday is like several days from now.
Right.
Anyway,
comment,
subscribe, and
class and
do
class
stuff.
And the class.
How do you guys feel about VR and messaging apps?
Oh, the D.
Yeah. My usual time is the D.
Bye.
The D, we are the D, we are the copyright strike.